Welcome to Take It From The Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. Take it from the Iron Woman. We only have special guests, and today we go to Kevin. When we read his biography, it says Kevin is an emotional health and innovation consultant and the CEO of Uchi. He focuses on what drives behavior and is dedicated to making life easier and happier. He has 80 patents, 10 plus research publication, 2 innovation awards, and the book Innovate the 1%. What I'm also interested in is the Ironman, triathlete, and coach. Kevin, introduce yourself. What haven't we touched upon in your colorful life?
Well, thank you, Suzanne. Life, just having as much fun and learning as much as possible and always trying something new and different. If it catches my attention, that's really where I go. I don't go into everything, but the things that catch my eye, I'll dig into it. When Ironman was certainly one, not something I ever intended or planned or dreamed of doing, even though my brother did Olympic distance triathlons, but I had no interest. That's sort of how the athletic background got started there. Then the professional side of things with biomedical engineering and then transitioning over to behavior. And really, it all just kind of, in my mind, it all just blends together. It all works and feeds off each other. So much of what I've learned through all the triathlon training, which you are certainly aware of, and all the backpacking, the long 12, 14 hour hiking days, a lot of time alone, a lot of time processing and all. Where do we go with that? And as a problem solver, an engineer, a problem solver, really learned my problem solving skills from my father with all the projects that he wanted to do around the house, fixing things, building things, creating things. I think that's really where my problem solving affinity came from. And I just try to solve whatever problem I can that's going to make life easier and happier for me and anyone else.
We need more of you. Tell us a little bit about Uchi. Where does that come from and how did it get started?
What I often tell people is the idea first came to me because I was observing an argument between a father and his teenage daughter, that they weren't saying how they really felt, what they were really thinking. They were just beating around the bush and not being direct. I thought, well, how can I make it easier for them to communicate? Because it seems so much conflict comes from this miscommunication, but not just miscommunicating. It's not really sharing how you really think and how you really feel. That's been my normal answer for a long, 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 long time. But the real answer that I only really figured out a few years ago, and the whole Uchi project has been going on since 2001, a really long time. But in the last few years, what I've discovered is Uchi is really my answer to feeling heard and understood by my parents. I never felt heard and understood by my parents, and that caused me pain. It's not pain like getting hit in the head with a belt. But it's this death by a thousand cuts, never feeling heard, never feeling understood, always being criticized, and then not being consoled, like emotional neglect, not being consoled. If I'm crying, it might be, oh, don't cry. I don't want to hear you cry. Go up in your room and cry by yourself. Well, then I don't feel loved. I don't feel, and that hurts. Uchi is really my answer to be heard and understood by my own parents. Fast forward to that, it works incredibly well.
Okay, how so? Tell us. We need to learn more of this.
It's Uchi is based on the written word. And so much social media is all about video and pictures and things like that. But with Uchi, we take all of that away and you only focus on the written word. We seem to think, and especially through the COVID pandemic and everything, that the only way to connect is face to face. The only way to have a relationship is through face-to-face, in-person, or verbal dialogue. But that's simply not true. We have 2,500 years of data showing that two people can have a profoundly deep connection just from writing letters, right? Pen pals or love notes, even letters that are just once a month. You can have an incredibly deep connection. That we use verbal dialogue and in-person experiences, it's just an easy way out. But then we don't really connect as well as we need to connect, and we're not feeling it. What I've learned is that when we don't feel connected and we don't feel loved, it causes pain. And any kind of pain, this is emotional pain, but the brain only registers two kinds of pain, physical pain and emotional pain. There's no such thing as mental pain. I've never been able, in 22 years, I've never been able to identify mental pain. A person in pain will do anything to ease their pain. In the absence of knowing how to love and connect, we turn to behaviors. Well, the obvious behaviors, drugs, alcohol, addiction, depression, suicide, anxiety, gun violence, racism. These are all the obvious destructive behaviors. But then there are the constructive or the extremely constructive behaviors, such as, oh, I don't know, Ironman triathlon. That's an extreme behavior. We know that. I can tell you after a day of training for 6 hours or 8 hours on a Saturday, I am far too exhausted to do anything else. Going near my feelings. I'm not going near my pain because I'm exhausted. I'm getting all this great benefit from the exercise and the blood pumping and hydration and eating really well. I do all of that, but I avoided my emotional pain of not feeling heard, not feeling understood, not feeling valued. It can be athleticism. It could be success in your job, 80 patents. That's extreme. Be a workaholic. That's extreme. What I've learned in 22 years of digging into emotional health is the more extreme the behavior, the deeper the emotional pain. Any behavior is going to be our way of easing our pain. Mm-hmm. It's a solution to whatever problem we've experienced in our life. Most of these problems occur before you're 6 years old. It's our solution to a problem. This is just what I've come up with. It's the emotional problem. We could use heroin. We could use cocaine. We could drink alcohol. That is a solution to a problem. And you talk to alcohol. I just had a conversation this morning with a drug addict, or a former drug addict. And I don't like these words of recovering. I'm in recovery. I haven't had a drink in 25 years and I'm still a recovering alcoholic. No, you're not. No, you're not. Alcohol is something that that person used. This is what I believe anyway. Alcohol is something that person used in order to compensate for their pain. Now, what I would say about someone who no longer uses alcohol, used to use it, abuse it, I would say, oh, you no longer use alcohol to try and manage your pain.
You're not recovering. How long do you recover? An injury, right? After, what about 6 weeks, is done, then you move on.
Exactly. I love that analogy. That is such a perfect analogy around a physical problem, a physical injury. Now we're talking about the emotional injury, the emotional pain. We just find whatever works for us. That's why behaviors run the entire spectrum of the place. It could be anything. It's what did you find in your environment? This idea about the genetic component is less than 10% of the problem. That's proven, but we still try to grab onto it because we continue to try to find a physical solution to an emotional problem. Doesn't work. That's why the mental health industry is not working. And it hasn't worked since Freud. It hasn't worked since then, and it still doesn't work. The latest thing I just saw was some metabolic syndrome, family metabolic brain syndrome. Oh, God. Your brain chemistry changes when you're constantly subjected to cortisol. And you're subjected, your body releases cortisol, the stress hormone, whenever you experience some kind of emotional pain. It releases things, a lot of other things too, but it will be released on emotional pain. If somebody yells at you, berates you, judges you, shames you, it hurts. It's stressful. Cortisol pumps through your body. That was a lot.
A lot to take in.
It's 22 years in 5 minutes.
But we need you to peel the onion and to make it understood. If you read a DSM-4, we find all the negative stuff that we have. So how can we change more so into the positive. Is that what Uchi does for us?
What Uchi does is it just helps you connect. It's a way to have dialogue, but it's asynchronous and it's only written dialogue. It's all guided dialogue. Really what it is, you're familiar with those card games where there's a question and you sit around a table and you pull a card and everybody answers the question. Well, that's what Uchi is, but on an app. You have a huge database of questions that run the full gambit, all kinds of questions, easy ones, hard ones. We avoid controversial stuff. Really, how do you see the world? Share that with only the people who matter to you, your Uchi, because Uchi in Japanese means in-group or inner circle. Only your Uchi friends can read your answers to the questions, and they can only read your answer if they've already answered that question first. You have to participate in order to consume, which is unlike social media, where you can just scroll forever and never offer anything. But how can you have a real connection if it's not a two-way exchange?
Give us a sample of a question.
What's your favorite color?
Pink.
Pink. Awesome. Mine's orange. How would you define your role in your family?
My role is a daughter. Oh, this is a good question. You can have
a little harder to answer that one on the spot. So they run the gambit. Uchi's free and anybody can use it. You can invite some of your friends or family or maybe a couple of people from work who you're close with. And you just answer questions in any order. They come in topics of 10 questions and then you can comment on each other's. But again, you can only comment on your friends' answers, only if you've already answered that question. And you can't even search for anybody on the app. The only way to invite a friend is to know their email address. That's how private it is. It's incredibly private. There's no searching. There's no profile to create. Because at Uchi, we believe it's important to connect authentically with the people who matter most to you. So Uchi's all about connecting with your people.
I understand correctly, so I would invite a friend, that friend and I, we kind of communicate. And how can I get to know other people?
Well, you can invite up to 50 people to be in your Uchi. When you look at the research, a person really can't maintain more than 100 to 150 close friends anyway. That's in the research. So we just landed on 50 for right now. Most tell me, and I can tell you from our data, I don't even have 50 people that I would invite. I've got 10 that I'd really want to connect with. You invite and you answer questions, they answer questions. You can go in any order. Whenever an answer pops up that a friend answered, if you haven't answered that question, then you can just answer it, and then it will unlock their answer. But your friends can't see each other's answers unless they're friends. If you commented on one of my answers and another friend commented on that same question under one of my answers, you could see each other's comments under my answer and you can interact, but we can have a completely different conversation under your answer to the same question. And that other friend won't have any access to that because that's your answer, rather than in a group text message or Facebook group or LinkedIn or whatever, where it's like a flurry of, it's a whole string and all the conversations are intermixed. We've siloed it, so it's a lot easier to track conversations. You feel closer. We've published research showing that it improves relationships, it improves connection, improves depression as just one type of, I'm quoting, mental health problem. Because most of these, quote, mental health problems from the DSM is they're not mental, you're not crazy, you're not broken, you're just not connected. You don't feel loved and connected and a sense of belonging. And this is just how it's manifested for you. Then, of course, you got to make money because there's no ads or anything on the app. To generate revenue, we allow people to create their own questions, but you have to pay in order to create your own questions and your own little, we call them Uchi tribes. Create an Uchi tribe of pick 5 family members and 10 questions and invite them into an Uchi tribe. And then create another Uchi tribe with 10 questions and 5 of your coworkers and connect on the group level at work. You can grab a bunch of people, put them into a little tribe and ask them a handful of questions. It can be used in any kind of venue, subject matter. Think of it for teaching. It's really tough to get kids, students engaged. But with Uchi, just start asking questions to hear their perspective on World War II history or algebra or phys ed. Let's hear what the kids have to say. And when kids start sharing their perspective, They get involved. They get engaged. What I think matters, I want to share. If teachers want engagement from their students, they will be overwhelmed. Be careful. Don't ask too many questions at once because you will be overwhelmed with engagement using Uchi.
How many people are using Uchi at the moment?
At the moment, it's not that many. I hate to say it's not that many, but around 1,000 subscribers. They run globally too. It's available anywhere in the world except for Russia. And we don't, it's in our privacy policy. We don't read anything. We don't mine any data. We do nothing. This is why it's important that if in a school environment, that the teachers are part of the conversation. Because again, if the teacher is not in the tribe, if you're not in the tribe, you can't read the answers. Mm-hmm. You have to answer the question. If we're not nurturing that on a day-to-day, hour-to-hour, lesson-to-lesson basis, this is why education is so difficult. Gone are the days where you just authoritate and listen to me, do what I say. If we think having Wi-Fi and having Chromebooks is all of a sudden going to make people learn, that hasn't worked for a decade, but they're great tools. If kids don't feel their teacher cares about them, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you gamify it. If you actually engage and ask a student for their opinion, what do you think the first colonists felt as they were traveling across the Atlantic? They didn't even know where they're going. What do you think they thought when they first met the Native Americans on the North American continent? Ask a 7-year-old, ask a 12-year-old, ask a 15-year-old student, what do they think? Get into some real dialogue. Talk about engaging your students and you're going to be learning so much more. Learn about your teacher. Your teacher's a real person. You're a real person. We're connected. We are happy, right? Happy people do good things. You don't see too many happy people shooting up schools.
We need more of you to create more happier people. Mental health crisis.
It's out of control. I can't do it with everybody and I don't want to do it with everybody. Mm. I want you to do it with your Uchi. And when you do it with your Uchi and they do it with their Uchi and there's overlap, it can spread wildfire. If every family was using Uchi and they had a few people outside the family and they were all feeling happy and good, then they invited a few more people to their Uchi and then those people invited people to their Uchi and those people invite people to their Uchi. We are connecting authentically, emotionally. We're having real connection. We're feeling heard and understood. And again, it makes us happy. It can spread. I can't reach out to 1 billion people. But when all of our Uchis overlap, to me, this is how we can actually achieve world peace. It's a dream, but I believe it's totally possible. Maybe not in my lifetime, but if we get started, maybe in a couple of generations, I think we really could achieve world peace.
Why not?
That's Uchi's vision statement. A world that everybody believes they matter. We feel heard and understood. We feel we matter.
Wow. Thank you so much for your insights.
You really let me talk it out.
Let's talk more about Uchi. What are you taking away? Take It From the Iron Woman. We have episodes every Monday. And also the book, Take It From the Iron Woman, Global Business Coaching with Sports Parallels. Be part of the discussion. Download the book. Get it in your local bookstore. Thank you for your support and bye-bye.